This song we're hearing is called Impressions. It was written by John Coltrane, but for many jazz fans, this 1965 recording is a defining moment in the career of another great musician, the guitarist Wes Montgomery. This performance is part of a new album called Smokin' at the Half Note, a reissue of music recorded 40 years ago by Montgomery and also the Wynton Kelly Trio. Music journalist Ashley Kahn, this recording of Impressions is one of the best examples of Wes Montgomery's extraordinary technique, a technique that still intimidates other guitarists.
It was the summer of 65. In a crammed jazz club in downtown Manhattan, a radio broadcast was recorded for later release.
You're listening to the Wynton Kelly Trio with Wes Montgomery cooking here at the Half Note.
It was a moment in time. Guitar giant Wes Montgomery was at the height of his powers, and the Wynton Kelly Trio had just come out of Miles Davis's famous sextet, the one that had recorded Kind of Blue a few years before. They were the rhythm section many soloists wanted to work with.
Just everybody would approach us, you know, because we had a good sounding trio, and it would be easy for, you know, just to put a horn or something in front of it, you know.
Drummer Jimmy Cobb is the trio's only surviving member, and he remembers Wes Montgomery with a special fondness.
I think Wes kind of played on our beat, you know.
Cobb himself is still amazed by the guitarist's unorthodox way of playing.
You're looking at it, but you don't believe it. He would pick out the lines with his thumb, and he would strum the chords with his thumb. The guy was a phenomenon that blew everybody's mind, because they say, you can't do that. Yes, I can.
Impressions is a John Coltrane composition Montgomery adopted as his own personal showcase.
It's a tune that he loved to play, and he had a lot of fun playing. On this particular take on the album, nobody played but him. Just would let him stretch and do his thing.
The bulk of Impressions is Montgomery's nine-chorus solo, a tour de force, a spontaneous invention. He progresses from picking single lines to strumming rhythmic patterns at jaw-dropping speed. He plays a game of one-man, one-upsmanship, trumping himself chorus by chorus. Just listen to the energy of the final section of his solo as he cries out in delight.
I say, still bad. I mean, he's still playing the out of it. You know, he left a whole lot of stuff here for you to work on if you're a guitar player.
Montgomery died in 1968, almost 3 years after this recording. His take on Impressions serves as a lesson to any guitarist, but it teaches something else. That timeless musical moments can happen when you least expect them. Montgomery's genius was making the unexpected happen night after night.
Ashley Kahn is the author of Kind of Blue, the making of the Miles Davis masterpiece. The CD reissue of Wes Montgomery and the Wynton Kelly Trio, Smokin' at the Half Note, has recently been released. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.